What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great at the podcast that's gonna carry that weight, carry that weight a long time.
Dum 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 dum.
Bom 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 bom.
Okay, that's probably enough.
Blowing them out, right?
Yeah.
My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it.
Great to see you.
And you. Yeah. Almost didn't happen today.
Yeah, again. What's going on with us? Huh?
I tell you what's going on, Terry. Life is what's going on.
Well, the motherfucker, huh?
It's getting increasing. What have you got there?
It's Coke Zero.
No fancy messaging? No.
Oh, this packet. Oh, thank God, I would say. Back to basics.
Now, speaking of refreshing drinks, I previously, erroneously asked for the Mango Loco. Cash in.
It's coming.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and go back to my pipeline punch.
I already ordered a case off Amazon.
No, you didn't. I'm back on the pipeline punch.
Just tell me when. Is it the last game of the season?
Like anytime between
you,
now.
I asked you.
Oh no, anytime.
Okay.
I'm half waiting for every week.
All right, perfect.
We'll get a picture of you handing me and we'll shake hands.
Yes.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
And stick it up on the socials.
Good news for
it'll get 7
podcast
likes.
Recording that you can't talk.
Yeah. You know, but that's me because I've had
I'd
half
say
a can of
15 likes.
Yeah. If it shows us in a still shot, that tends to do a bit better.
Hmm.
You just don't know with these fucking people. Hey,
don't blame the people.
Shout out to Delphine, number one engaged fan online. So I hope I'm saying pronouncing your. She spells and pronounces it differently.
Okay, the rest of you be like Delphine.
And you know what? I was going to just literally name them, but
no,
we don't need to.
We got a bunch of good folks.
That's small time. That's small time business.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Not much. What was my weekend? How was your long weekend? We'll go with you first.
Okay. It was good. Went to the beach.
Beach.
But it's typical because I always say, it's always like, oh, it's a nice day. Let's go to the beach. And the beach is the coldest spot in Arklow. You know what I mean? So it's like.
It's not wind. It's not east wind.
Yeah. So you're just like, okay, I'm here for 10 minutes. Like, let's go.
You gotta just embrace it though, like, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
And every time I go, I'm always like, God, that was great. That was great, wasn't it? We should do that more often. That was great.
Every time I come back here, it's harder to leave.
I think you guys put something in the water. Because we used to, when it was just Joni, when life was simpler. That sounds terrible.
It's only going to get simpler for you, my friend.
It's
right?
going to get more complicated as things go on, you know? I mean, it'll be great. But the idea that a mere 3 years ago, I was a parent of one, and in a mere 3 months, 4 months, I will be a parent of three.
Girls.
Life comes at
did
you
say,
fast.
Did you tell the folks?
No, I didn't.
Oops.
But yeah, it's a girl. Which, you
we
know
can
what?
That. We can bleep that.
You know what? And you know what's funny for all you folks at home? I said it to Terry. I said, hey, just so you know, it's a girl. And let me find his voice message here.
This is why we need a soundboard. We could like play me doing that laugh like 100 times.
So, but do you know what? It's...
It just felt right.
No, it is. Yeah. And especially, I mean, I've been very vocal about, one, not wanting to have more children. But two, okay, a boy then. Yeah. Like, it's a girl. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, in reality, I was actually, as the week was leading up to it, I was like, you know what? I don't want to introduce boys into the third act here. You know what I mean?
He would eat you alive.
Yeah. And I'm always saying, barring your child, of course, and Tony's a lovely boy, but the rest of them are such little shits.
Yeah,
you get from about 5 to 18. That's little shit territory.
Do you think so?
I've never met a boy that's not directly related to me that I liked.
They didn't want
to
punt.
Present company excluded. Yeah, punt.
See you tomorrow. Daddy!
I think he's over there. So I was kind of happy with that. And I like the idea of...
Three girls is nice.
Three girls is a nice number. Like three sisters, you know, I'll be well looked after. So
it's like something out of a Steve Martin movie. He has like three daughters.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm surrounded.
Yeah.
And I was even like, even today, because there's other lads now who work here. I used to be the only guy. Yeah, two. And one of them sits opposite me. And it's like we're joined at the hip now. And
your new best friend, is it?
Well, I mean, joined at the hip work-wise. It's like, and you teach them everything, you know? And I was like,
great.
No. And so... Debbie asked Jack to open a can of something, a jar of something today. And I was like, hang on a sec. I was like, you got a lot to learn about this place, pal. I was like, give me that thing.
Could you get it open?
Yeah, I could. No, I was joking with him, but I was like, listen, I've been the only guy here for 10 years. This is my shtick, all right? So you're going to have to ease into
bit.
This.
You stole my bit.
You stole my bit. But anyway, that's me. So it's a girl, very happy with that, all healthy. And but it was one of those scans where it was like... okay, it was like, we're going to just look at everything and make sure and all this. And at the start, she's like, do you want to know the gender? And we're like, yes, definitely. And it's like, okay, so here's the femur bone. Here's the spine. You can see the heart. I was like, yeah. What gender is
get
it?
Get to it.
and then I was
show
too,
me the penis.
I beg your pardon. And then again, she asked after all that, now, would you like to know the... Yes! I want. I mean, yeah, sure. you know, but anyway, so it was all fine. So I'm happy with that. But how have you been?
Yeah, we had a good weekend.
Yeah.
We got the garden done a few weeks ago, I was telling you that. Ooh. So we spent a lot of weekend gardening. You know, we got the grass, the soil turned and leveled a few weeks, and now we're planting fresh grass.
Very adult talk.
I know, but it's going to be good. But it just means that the kids can't go... on the back garden, which is the go-to of like, go out and play there for a little bit, and I'll sit and watch you guys play.
Yeah.
Or we'll go on the trampoline. And now it's kind of like, well, I've cut that out.
Yeah.
And now it's really
back
nice
on
weather.
You, big guy.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I do now? So, you know, we actually went to a barbecue across the road, a couple.
Ooh.
It was like literally across the road from us. And
that's good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's a good community.
They have three kids, and one of them is...
Imagine.
Yeah, I know, yeah. They're doing all right. one of them is the same age as Bonnie. One is like 6 months older than Gus, and then one is like 6 months younger than Gus.
Future best friends.
Could be.
Right there.
Could be. And like, they're very nice. It was actually fun to be able to have a few drinks with other adults, let the kids... you know, play and all that. And then it was like, we let our kids stay up late because we knew we'd kind of just have to walk back home. So it was like 10 o'clock. It was like the latest they've ever been up.
They probably loved the novelty.
Straight to bed. It was fantastic. And then
to go straight to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Oh.
And then like we had a few more drinks afterwards. And we were doing our game that we like to play, which is like, you pick a song, I pick a song. So like if me and you are playing YouTube, you put a song in YouTube, play it.
Introducing then, other couples to this.
No, it's just me and Faye. Like, we were back home.
Oh, you're back home.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, Faye put on a song. And then the pressure is on you to be like, well, that was good. I got to match that energy.
Yeah.
And I got to try and surpass it almost. Like tennis.
Go on.
So
I did a few.
But Faye put on.
And they're more receptive. That's the time to nab them. Because they're open to, it's like, okay, it's your turn.
But it's not also,
like, hey, listen to this. Stop what you're doing. Listen to this. It's like, this is what we're doing.
I was able to get a Lonely Island featuring Charlie XCX song out there, and it wasn't automatically rejected. In fact,
the Charlie XCX, you knew that's what was keeping her there.
Well, she was like, "What's that?" And when it came up, I was like, "Well, great, glad you asked."
She liked it.
It's a fuck. Yeah.
Did she like it?
She did like it, and it's a fucking bop. I'll send you the link.
Put
it at the end of it.
I'm done with Lonely Island.
You think all that?
Right.
That's what they wanted you to think. But Faye picked a great choice.
What's she put on for you?
Glastonbury 2007, a song from there. Any idea what you might have chosen?
Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
2007. Right.
2007.
A particular song?
She put on...
505?
No, we put that on later on. But
okay.
Put on Do Me a Favor.
Oh.
And this is... And I was like...
What? I mean, this gives me... everything. I'll just as a slight thing, this kind of got me back into the Arty Monkeys. It was just on a playlist in a workout.
As it would, like.
And this, I mean, what a treadmill song, especially when it gets to down, 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 down.
But what I like about it is, like, especially that performance, it's like, do you remember Mighty Boosh? Remember, like, the desert episode? And, like, the guitar at the start of, like, Do Me a Favor, like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm in the desert. Yes. Like, it's not, I go to, like, but the whole point of it was, like, man, they were, like, that's peak.
They were fucking good then.
Not, they were special. They were special.
That's
they were,
like,
they were
the
cresting
of their popularity. Like, I don't know. Favorite, Worst Nightmare, the second album. The third album was actually brilliant, but it was kind of, they didn't have many big hits off it. And they didn't really have a lot of hits until AM
seemed to be their biggest. Like, seemed to be like, oh, this is global.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's when they got global, really, isn't it? Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end, really.
That was just the beginning.
Yeah. But I was watching, I was like, man, they're so fucking, like, even the way he's dressed, and it's just like black t-shirt, blue jeans, hair.
Emo hair.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like having fun, nothing about it. And then
just just fucking living.
I was like buzzing, right? Yeah. And then I was like, have you listened to any of the new stuff? She's like, not really, no. And then I put on
I
put on 4 out of 5.
Okay.
A live performance on BBC.
Oh, live performance.
On BBC. Oh. Andy.
Terry, live performance.
Well, this is the whole thing. We're doing
live. He's extra.
Oh,
he's extra.
It is beyond parody. Special effects in my mind's eye. Okey dokey with the opposite sex. The things you try to forget, doesn't time fly? I'm in no position to give advice. I don't wanna be nice, and you know that. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay. I was like, oh my lord. Like, you know how he's dressed? Destination number 9. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh, and the face, like, what am I watching? I was like, yeah, I know, right? Like, I was like, and then you just, the comparison.
I know. I even like, even when they go back and
they do
the old ones, it's still in that kind of crew-y sort of thing.
I hate the Lounge Lizard, like, I know we've discussed this ad nauseum, but it was just like,
I seen a thing on Twitter where it's just a picture of him, and it's like after they accepted that award, he's like, that old Champions League, eh? You know? It's just a picture of after the internet. Yeah. But it's just, or any time someone has a random quote and it just has a picture of him, like as if that's his lyrics.
I love when it's some quote out of context, like new Arctic Monkeys just drop, and it's like something
gibberish.
Some rubbish put together. It's like new Arctic Monkeys just drop. But I was just like, it just took me back to being like, I miss that. I don't know.
You miss that mid noughties indie surge.
Yeah, there's a bit of that, but I particularly miss them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
that. The rest of them I could either take, like, I'm not like, oh, Razor Light Worm, or like fucking what was Pete Doherty, Baby Shambles,
Libertines,
and then like
Libertines were good,
or
I didn't even like them at the time. I don't like them now.
They're good, but like it's not like, like I don't miss them.
Arty Monkeys were special.
Yeah, they were special.
And they were like, what the fuck is this?
We were in sixth year. They had their first album in sixth, you know, same age as us. They were 16, we were 16 or whatever, 17. You know, we kind of came up with them.
And it was all this, like a song like Red Light Indicate, Doors Are Secure, where it's just like, we're at a taxi rank.
Yeah.
And, oh, we're swapping, the bouncer's a prick, we're going to swap jumpers and try again.
Yeah.
You know, like all this, it's like, it's kind of like, that was when, when I was social, but you know, like that was when, what you did. And it was like, oh, these are literally like our age singing for, and it was just so fucking banging as well. Like, bet you look good on the dance floor is banging, Dancing Shoes is banging. The, what's the last one? Certain Romance, you know, all that, all these ones, like they're all just so fucking good.
So, it was like, and Faye was like, I don't know what he's talking about when we were like four out of five. It's like, I have no idea what he's talking about. Like, and compared to like what you just said, where it's everything is relatable to you.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, I'm going to put something on. And I put on, I know you're not a huge LCD sound system.
It's not that I don't like them, I just don't know them.
But like we put on Dance Yourself Clean, and it's like 10 minutes, the live, and the two of us, it was like sad middle-aged couple that also were having a great time, was like, we're literally sitting on the couch, like
hey,
yeah, dance yourself clean.
That's great though. That's
it was very fun.
I'm just checking something.
And then we got to, the kids slept on till about 8:30, which was fantastic. It was unprecedented. I got to lie on till about almost 10 o'clock.
Let me tell you something, Terry. What? 10 o'clock, that's good.
That's amazing for me.
Know, let me tell you something. I have got this hacked to bits, okay? So, we alternate lie-ons, right? And actually, I got a lot of comments on a YouTube video when I said, I was talking about it was my lie-on day. And everyone was like, what, like the animal, lie-on? And everyone was like, I didn't even think of it. He's like, do you mean lie-in? And like everyone commented saying like, lie-on? And I was like, isn't it just...
I would say lie-on. You get to lie-on in the bed.
It's like, oh,
I guess you're lying.
I'm lying in. I got a lie-on. Or whatever. But either way, I was like, come on.
Lie-on, like the animal.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know, I don't know. But...
Bro was unalived.
I know. The
fucking world we live in.
I have Saturday as my lie-on, right? Now, it's always the case that Myla wakes up bang on like 8:30 on the Saturday morning. Kerry gets up and all this. But...
8 is good.
It is good. Yeah. Like, that's good for...
For a three-year-old, like, yeah.
And I got up at 10, and she's like, oh, you're up early. I thought Nick would be getting up to like 11. I was like, I thought 10 was the time.
Yeah,
and
I go back.
She's like, I was up then. I was like, all right, I can't go back now. But then on Sunday, because Myla's been like, had a day where it's not her normal routine, like I'm home all day on the Saturday. So by Sunday, it's like, she wakes up like 4 a.m. and laughs maniacally for about an hour and then goes back asleep. Yeah. But because of that, when it's my turn to get up, she'll lie on until like, I think it was like 10:30
last week.
And every time Kerry's passing to go to the bathroom, she's like, always on your fucking day. I'm like, I'm sipping coffee, watching YouTube. I'm like,
nice.
And I was like, I'll even give you the lie on Bank Holiday Monday because, you know, she's pregnant.
Yes. Yeah.
And same thing happened again. I was like, you diabolical. Yeah.
I've noticed now that Gus will wake up and he used to just, like you say, be playing or something in the room. Yeah. But now he can tell who by the footsteps.
Oh, right.
But he also has started to sound like Cartman. He's like, ma'am! Ma'am! Brilliant. He's here like, dad!
I don't want to go to school.
Yeah, I'm not going to school.
Brilliant.
I've been watching some stuff.
Go on.
Did you see?
No.
It's on Netflix.
I didn't see it.
It was the Mark Twain Award Conan O'Brien received for American comedy.
Oh, but good for him.
So like they've been giving it out for like 20 years. But this is the first one that they've televised, I think.
Good for him.
Like Julia Louis-Dreyfus has got it in the past, and Adam Sandler, and Tina Fey, and Will Ferrell. And they did, it's on Netflix, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it is very, very enjoyable because it's just a bunch of funny people.
Who's who of funny people?
I mean, let's see who opens the show.
Okay.
John Mulaney.
Okay.
Straight away, bringing the heat.
Yeah, you like him, yeah. I don't know him as well. But
you got to watch him, Andy, because he's incredible.
Yeah.
You got John Mulaney. Then you get Will Ferrell, who follows him on.
Okay.
Will Ferrell bringing back the old Saturday Night Live Will Ferrell energy.
Oh, okay.
Where, like...
Actual energy.
Yeah, like, you know. Nikki Glaser is on it.
Yeah.
You had...
You're not wowing me so far with who's on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sandler's on it.
Yeah, Sandler, fine. But would he be good on it? You know what I mean? I like his movies from the 90s and noughties, but would he be good now?
He's a good stand-up. Yeah. He's a very good stand-up, okay. Like, none of your actual bros. It's like a frog.
Phone cover. I
love
it.
It's a frog, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm just admiring it.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, I sidetracked it.
Yeah, you really did. But anybody that gets up, like Andy Richter, who was his sidekick for many years, everybody got up. Fucking killed it. Here's one actually you'll love. Because you know that Conan went mint viral for like the hot ones.
Oh, yeah.
And like he's been voted the greatest hot one guest ever.
He was brilliant.
They do a thing with Stephen Colbert and he brings out Sean Evans. And like,
I love Sean Evans.
Stephen Colbert is asking, Sean Evans asking Stephen Colbert Conan questions. Conan questions. While he's doing like five wings in front of a live audience.
Oh, great.
And it's fucking deadly.
Brilliant. He's great. I love Sean Evans.
Stephen Colbert is the star.
No, Sean Evans is great.
Sean Evans is the straight man. You know, he's fine. He's fine.
I think he's a great...
He's good.
...interviewer. You know what I mean?
He is good at the questions that he pulls up.
Questions are great. But he's also real in how he kind of vibes
is
with them.
Is he real?
Yeah, he
or
is.
Or is he a robot?
No, he's a chameleon.
He's a chameleon?
Yeah.
One colour. Beige.
He seems to get on with everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Because he's like...
Yeah, he's malleable. You know what I mean? He's not just, this is me. You either gel with me or you don't. He'll kind of... He'll be your mate. You'll ask questions. You know what I mean? But it's a fun kind of format, I guess.
He's a bit wishy-washy for me, to be honest.
Come on.
Yeah. Anyway. But they close it out with Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's quite special because Conan loved Letterman. Loved Letterman, yeah. And
still got the big beard?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they do bits. It's just, for me, it was like, it's a good time. Lots of funny people. And I was just like, you know what? I've come to the conclusion that I will literally watch anything relating to, with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
You know, if he's available, I'll listen to his podcast, watch YouTube clips.
Yeah.
I think he's like one of my faves.
I think he's one of the funniest people.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of the funniest people.
That's the whole thing.
TV,
that
movie, whatever.
About. Like, it's just like Conan O'Brien is the funniest.
He's so naturally
Bill Burr
funny.
Is on it.
Oh, yeah, well. Why didn't you
say well, so. You're going to almost a little bit like right wing angry.
Bill Burr's getting a big backlash on liberal or the other one. I don't know which one.
Which, like,
every time I see him mentioned, it was like, oh,
right wingers don't like him anymore because
maybe that's it.
He's calling out,
yeah, they like, say he's Trump because and his wife got. Here's the thing, right? Here's shenanigans for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I muted a bunch of words on Twitter,
yes,
Trump being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as of 2 days ago, Trump is just all over my timeline again. And I checked, I was like, tried to mute it. Maybe I'll do a capital T for Trump. You have already muted Trump. It's like, yes, I have. So why am I seeing his literal posts or posts from him and then posts about him? Now, it's almost
I don't think he posts on Twitter anymore. It's
I seen it yesterday. Where
it's all Truth Social stuff that gets reposted on Twitter by somebody else.
And it said real Donald Trump or whatever. And it was his...
Twitter?
Yeah. And I was like, it's almost as if the person running Twitter is directly involved in this. Like, it's like, no, we'll just unmute that. They don't mean it.
He's trying to put a tariff on movies that are made outside
all
of the
US. Now you've gone too far. This time it's personal.
Pretty much. But it sounds fucking stupid.
Tom Cruise is jumping out of an airplane as we like, speak over the White
so
House.
So many Tom Cruise gifts where it's like the bit from Mission Impossible 1 where he's like, you've never seen me upset. Like that, like that still of his face. Or it's like Minority Report, like Tom Cruise showing up to the White House like, like kicking in the door, like
good,
yeah. So that it's completely been walked back already because it was like, how do you put a fucking tariff on a movie? Like, if I want to go to the cinema and I want to see The Odyssey next year that was made in Greece, it costs twice as much as some piece of shit that was made in Burbank. Like,
is that what they're suggesting?
No, but that's like,
okay,
that's the idea of a tariff. Is like, if it's made in America, it's cheaper, whereas
fuck off.
It's like, so he doesn't have a fucking clue. Like, there is a problem. There is a problem that like the industry in LA is not as robust as it was, and like they are going to Canada a lot, or they go wherever they film it abroad. They've like, I was listening to the Lonely Island podcast, and it was like they're filming a movie in. Like, one of them was off directing a movie in, like, Croatia or somewhere like that. And I looked up the movie, and it's, like, all American actors. And it's, like, a couple go to the cabin in the woods. And it's, like, oh, they've gone to Croatia.
It doesn't even need to be Croatia-related.
Yeah, it's no, just, it's not Croatia. It's, like, in America. It's, like Timothy Oliphant is in it. He showed up to the podcast drunk. Like, they zoomed in. And he's, like, he's drinking with, like, Jorma. Like, and they're, like, locked the two of them.
Old dog.
Yeah.
Can I just say how much I love how often Timothy Oliphant is brought up on this pod.
Now, who do you think is the OG Tim Oliphant?
What do you mean?
Fan. Like,
you are.
I think you're
the OG.
I fed him to you, right?
You walked so I could run into Timothy Oliphant's
arms. You think you're a bigger Timothy Oliphant fan than
me?
Yeah,
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, big time. You know, like,
spare me.
You've probably seen him in more
seven
things.
Seasons of Justified, six and a spin-off.
True.
If you're a fan, you'd watch all those episodes and you'd get to see him be the coolest motherfucker.
See Santa Clarita Diet?
I did not.
Well, I've seen all three seasons.
That's a Drew Barrymore vehicle. All right.
He's in every episode. He's in every episode.
He's second banana husband. Justified, he's above the title.
Well.
Well, he's the...
Deadwood?
Yeah, seen all of them. Have you seen the Deadwood movie?
Of course not.
I've read the book. Have you read the book?
He's not. Nothing to do with the book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's in the book.
He's like, and like this shit, this character, picture Timothy Oliphant says.
There's interviews with him in it.
But I love the fact that we're even now debating more Timothy Oliphant. I love.
It's getting the views, all right?
There is no other podcast in the world that's not directly about Timothy Oliphant.
That talks about him as much as this podcast.
Mm, yeah, you know what I mean?
That is true.
And I hope to keep that tradition alive, to be honest with you.
I'm going to get a poster and we'll stick it behind
me. I love that.
Okay, great. I'm going to get the one from Go, though. Hope that's okay.
From Go?
Yeah. Doug Liman's Go.
G-O. Of course. Hey,
yes.
Can I talk to you about something you sent me?
Yes.
The GTA 6 trailer?
Yes.
So now I see it's been delayed another year.
Yeah. For good cause.
Now, was it due to come out like this month?
I don't think so, right?
Like, I hadn't surely heard they can't anything. Do that. Like, it's like, oh, 2 weeks away. Actually, next year. Yeah.
Why, 54 weeks away.
What is... Do you have any insight on...
What the story is?
Yeah, what's happening with it?
Oh, I've no idea about that. I just thought it looked...
What do you think?
Looked pretty incredible. Like, I love that we're back in Vice City at times, apparently. Mm. It's like set in their version of Florida.
Yeah, see, that's my issue with it. I, in particular, didn't like the setting...
Really?
All that sort of like...
Gators and stuff?
Yeah, outdoor gatory.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoor weights and fucking... You know, all this sort of... I don't know. It just didn't... I would have loved a proper Vice City.
Do you like your orange juice smooth or with pulp?
I don't know where this is going.
Answer the question.
Smooth, all right. I like it smooth. Yeah.
And Florida is the home of pulp.
Yeah.
Pulpy stories. Pulpy.
But you surely don't like pulp.
I love it. Extra.
I can't get a read on you at all.
No, not in my orange juice.
Okay.
In my media, though.
Yeah, of course. I'm specifically talking about the drink here.
No, smooth all the way. Okay. But in my media, it's pulp. Extra pulp.
Yeah, but I mean...
I like the bits.
But what's it mean in a media context?
Like pulpy, sweaty crime stories.
Bit gritty.
Yeah, like Elmore Leonard, you know, when we did Out of Sight, and he was the inspiration for Justified, bring it all back.
Okay, full circle.
He's an author. Like, he wrote Out of Sight, and the first part of Out of Sight is set in Florida. Sweaty, pulpy Florida. So this is tickling my balls.
Oh,
seeing this.
Well, there's no need for
my
that.
My sweaty
pulpy
balls.
Do you know what? Like, I'll probably play it when it comes out.
Did you play 5?
Yeah, I have it now. And I downloaded it thinking like, oh yeah, I've played this, I'll get it. And then I started playing it a couple of months ago and I was like, I haven't played this at all.
Oh my God.
I totally missed this. I was like, oh yeah, I finished it. I was like, no, this is a totally different
game. So you're still playing it?
No.
Oh.
I actually went back and played Red Dead Redemption after starting GTA 4. Red Dead Redemption 2, I think, is the best game ever. And I think it's probably still going to be even better than GTA 6. Mm. I have yet to see, other than it looks like real life, I've yet to see...
Steven Root, Andy.
I don't know what that means. Some D-list actor from some bollocks. I don't care who's in it.
You take that back.
Never. But like, it looks great. It looks real. And oh, the sun and the sweat. And
yeah,
it's all,
it looks great.
All that. But like...
The music.
I don't necessarily... I want the dynamics. I want the gameplay to be good.
The gameplay will be good.
I've yet to see. I've only seen cutscenes. You know what I mean? Hey, they have the women looking good in the game.
Creep.
I won't deny it. When are they going to just let you have sex in a game? You know what I mean?
Probably will in this.
I feel like if any game could do it, this one could.
But like, are you saying you want to
press
be
square
like...
to do this?
Press square to
press
drop
X
the hand.
To drop the hand. Well, X to drop the hand because that's the button. button.
Right.
Square is left boob. Circle is right boob.
I was triangle.
Triangle is like, okay, a kiss or whatever. And then X is dropping the hand.
Yeah.
It's basic dynamics. Don't even get me started on the L1s and R1s. You don't want to know what they do.
No, I don't. I surely do not. I think the triangle is kiss, though, as opposed kiss, to yeah. cunnilingus.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You have to click R3 for that.
Well, that's the clip right there. That's this week's clip.
All right, see you, folks.
I'm excited. I just thought it looked cool.
It
like,
does
let's,
look
let's
cool.
Let's do a few minutes on this.
It looks cool. It does look cool. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not particularly like, where is it coming? You know, like, I don't...
You beat The Last of Us 2, right?
Sure did.
I still have to go back to that. To finish it.
It's good.
Because like, the second season is on TV
yeah.
now. Are you watching it?
No.
Yeah,
but I will.
I have my login.
I tell you what I don't like is the hate that
the
Ellie
girl?
Is getting yeah. just because she doesn't look like the video game character. I think she's fucking brilliant.
She's incredible.
And everyone's taking all these still shots of her like, oh, seriously?
Yeah.
It's like what do you want?
Are you turned on by this computer game character?
Yeah.
And then this
why
poor,
does everything
like,
have to be she's
non-binary
perfect for the
girl
role.
Or whatever? Yeah. Like, she's incredible.
It's not what the role is about. Like, yeah. you know, it's, anyway.
People
so.
Fucking incel nerds out there.
Hey.
Yes.
I sent you a banger. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you be? All right, Terry. Now,
what's the name of this piece of shit?
Well, that's The Paradox. Okay.
That's the band, right?
Yeah.
And what's their song?
Do Me Like That.
Do Me Like That, yeah.
Now, a friend of the pod and listener, Tony Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's too much. Let's just say TK sent me this to say I was very American Pie-like. And it's like, I'm already well aware of it because they went viral on TikTok or whatever because it's like, hey, they're black guys.
Are they young?
They're very young.
Young
they're like
men?
20, you know, 21. And
which is the right age for that kind of
music.
Yeah,
it's not elder millennials coming in with a banger.
Thank God.
It's new. Fresh, and you know what I mean? Like, I think, anyway, I'm going to play the song for the people. Set your ears to stun.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's just play the thing. All right, Terry. Just tell me what you thought.
It was okay. Now, I have a few questions.
Please.
Something crystallized me. And I'm like, do you have to have an annoying voice to kind of make it in pop punk? They're all very whiny.
Possibly. Because like bands like Alkaline Trio or something like that, like they don't have whiny voices. It's pop punky, but they're not that, you know,
good.
They're brilliant, but they're not that
good.
They're brilliant, but they're not that
good.
Ignore it. but you know, it's just stuff like that.
Who's your inner self?
Oh, Anyway, you didn't love it anyway.
It was okay. Yeah. They got points because I could. They're good enunciators, so I could understand mm-hmm. what they were saying.
And they got a sense of humor because I seen them live. I seen them perform live on TikTok, and it's like. They're like, people say we're the next Blink-182. It's like, I'm Tom DeSchlong. This is Dark Hoppus, and this is Travis Darker.
Nice.
You know? But the fucking, the comments under, like, I don't know. If it's like all these, like it's, I mean, it's basically racist, yeah. but it's all in good fun. Where this? It's like they take a pop punk band and they change and they black it up, you know, sort of stuff like, you know, Panic at the Cookout, like, you know, shit like
very
that.
Racist.
Some of them, I mean, it's so fucking funny. I'm going to hell, but it's like some of them are just anyway.
I thought it was first listen. I was like, oh, this is generic.
The usual shit.
Yeah. And then it kind of at the second half of the song, it kind of like changes up a little bit, which I quite.
There's enough going on.
There really is. They're not terrible.
I know it's not your cup of tea, but no, I thought, you know what, it's fresh, even though it sounds like the stuff you heard 20 years ago.
Yeah, it does. But that was kind of by the end of it, I was like, you know what, that's part of the appeal. I think that it's a new generation doing
that's the point,
stuff that they probably really liked.
Yeah.
And they're tapping into stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s. And it is something that I'm like, okay, it's not Blink 182 or Sum 41 like levels of like, if this came out, I don't think it would be that mainstream.
Mm.
But it'd be like one of those like second tier pop punk bands.
They'd be on the card for the Warped Tour.
Sure.
But they wouldn't be headlining.
You're saying a lot of words coming at me. With a lot of
I love hitting you with shit that you don't know about. Just like
Warped
you.
Warped Tour. Nobody fucking cares.
Everyone cares. Clicky cares. Everyone cares.
Who's the Warped Tour? Enlighten
the Warped Tour was the big tour where all the pop punk bands would play, a big festival-y sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Now it's kind of the When We're Young tour. It's a bit sadder because it's still the same bands, but they're all 50.
Hey, kids!
anyway.
I liked it, though. Like, compared to the other, I guess it's Oranges and Mandarins because it's emo and pop punk. And
well, there's... there's actually a huge difference between the two.
Not to my ears.
No. Well, I hit you with some emo, and then we...
No, you've already hit me with enough emo.
Enough?
Yeah.
I haven't even scratched the surface.
Give me some more Jack Smith.
I'm going to see an emo band next month, as it turns out.
Good.
And I'm very excited about it.
Good for you.
Very excited.
I am offering no more questions, because I don't want to know the answers.
You don't want to progress any further?
Nope, I am shutting it down.
Speaking of
music you love,
yes, very good. That's why we hire for the big books.
Still waiting.
It's coming.
I've got you your Beatles quiz that you've been asking. All right, we're gonna try this again. I don't want to hear a fucking word about the questions because I took them. I spent my time going through various different online Beatles quizzes. I took them from there,
great.
Okay?
Now, I did the same for you, so...
Yeah, but the other one, I was going through facts, and I was...
Are they less date-heavy?
Shut up about the dates, all right?
That's what really stitched me up the last time.
I don't think there's any dates.
Okay.
All right?
I can get a year, but don't give me the day.
What day
of the week?
What hour did John have his last meal before he was shot in the head?
All right, how many questions have you got?
20.
Oof.
20 questions.
All right. I will get at least 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, we'll see. How many, question the first.
Okay.
How many number one albums did the Beatles have in the UK?
In the UK?
Mm-hmm.
How many number one? Does that include compilations and shit?
Just have how many number one?
There you go.
No, this is from...
I smell a rat.
This is from... It doesn't list off all the albums.
9?
15!
Okay, so it was including compilations
It must have been,
shit.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Next. This is bollocks already. So go on.
What did I say?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Okay, which song was in the UK singles chart longer than any other Beatles song? So which of their songs was the longest in the UK singles chart?
In the UK singles chart. Ooh, this might be a trick question. Maybe hit me with like Free as a Bird or something.
I mean, that was not out for a long time, and it was released posthumously, so I can't imagine that's the answer.
Great.
One down out of 600.
Hey, Jude.
Correct.
He's on the board.
Okay. Now, let's see if I can read my own writing here.
Yeah. What do you got?
Which was the first number one US single by the Beatles?
It was I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Very good. Who designed the cover of the White Album?
The White Album?
Yep.
I mean, it's just, there is no cover. I want to say Paul McCartney.
Richard Hamilton.
I don't know who that is.
He was like a artist in the like Andy Warhol vein.
I could have, if you'd have given me other album covers.
No, that was the one.
Okay.
That was because it's the White Album. It's an iconic.
Yeah, but so is Rubber Soul, so is Revolver.
I picked the questions.
Okay. Two for four.
Yeah. What was the first number one single the Beatles had?
Please Please Me.
Incorrect.
No, this was on the last one, and I kept getting it wrong. First number one, so like UK number one.
Yeah.
That wasn't Please Please Me.
Nope.
That wasn't She Loves You.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
You already guessed. No, you got it wrong.
Ruling them out. I didn't need you to say
you
no.
You got it wrong.
I'm just going through it.
So it's a wrong, but if you can get it right, you get some sense of self.
All my loving.
No, from me to you.
It's going to be my next thing. Yeah. Okay.
Fifth guess. Like
two. Well, two for five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which album was originally going to be called A Doll's House?
A Doll's House. It's got to be one of the later ones.
You're like, oh, Mr. Factoid Beatles. Like,
well, I'm learning something now.
Yeah.
A Doll's House. I will say Let It Be.
The White Album.
Hell.
So that
two
is
for six.
Yes.
Okay,
what is Paul McCartney's middle name?
Paul.
There you go. That was an easy one. Yeah, I knew that one.
I was saying, but don't belittle it. Oh, you got it right.
Okay, so
well done. We'll move on to
three
next
out of seven.
Yeah,
okay. It's bad.
Not three out of six.
That was number seven. Yeah. How many famous faces are on the cover of Sgt. Pepper?
45.
57. I think somebody with a Beatlemaniac like yourself.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not proving yourself to be much of a Mr. Goodspeed from The Rock.
Famous.
He's a Beatlemaniac. Beatlemaniac. Don't you forget.
Okay, three for eight. I can't afford to get any more wrong.
Yes, you can't, actually. What position did the Beatles' first UK single reach in the charts? Love Me Do.
30.
17. 30. Well, you just out of nowhere.
I didn't know it.
Okay. Number 10. 3 out of 9. In what year did Yellow Submarine hit the cinema screens?
1968.
Correct. 4 out of 10. After the Quarrymen, but before the Beatles, what was the name of the band?
Say that again, sorry.
So, after they were the Quarrymen,
yeah,
but before they were the Beatles, what was the name of the band?
Long John and the Silver Beatles. Or the Silver Beatles.
The Silver Beatles. Yeah,
there was an inclination before then too. So.
Okay.
All right.
So, what are we? 5 out of 11?
Yeah.
Number 12.
Five.
What was the last song John Lennon played for a paying audience? What?
The last song. So, as part of the Beatles or just.
In general. Before he died.
In general.
Played before a live audience before he died. And I don't mean like, oh, he played it the day before he died. I mean, it was the last song he ever played live.
Okay. Come Together?
I Saw Her Standing There.
I would like to have seen that.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? So you've got
6 for out of 14.
That was number 12.
Okay.
And you've got
6.
You've got 6 wrong, is that right?
Yeah, 6 right.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I think. What was the last number one song for the Beatles in the US charts?
The last number one song Beatles, Ballad of John and Yoko.
Long and winding road, my friend. You are stinking up the joint.
Oh my god.
You're not even furious. Taking the time to think about it.
I know when I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
So I got six.
Which Beatles song?
Okay, let me get 10 at least.
6 out of 13. So you got 7 wrong so far, my friend. Which Beatles song is about Mia Farrow's sister?
Dear Prudence.
Very good.
All right.
Like, so 7 out of 14.
See, the knowledge that I know is really more inside knowledge. You know what
Who
I mean?
Who filled okay. in on drums for Ringo for Love Me Do?
On Love Me Do. Oh. Was it George Martin?
It was not. It was Andy White.
Oh, I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, he's a session drummer.
Yeah, I knew it was a session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are 7 out of 15. Eight wrong.
All right. If I get 12 out of 20, that's...
So you got you got to run the board for the rest of it?
Yeah, okay. I have to.
You have 5 left. What was the original working title of the song Yesterday?
Scrambled Eggs.
Very good. Pew. So 8 out of 16.
Yes. Okay, I love when I get them right. I feel great when I get them right. Can't even read your own handwriting, huh?
I can't. Okay, hold on. We'll come back to that one.
Can't read your own handwriting.
I'm busy doing this. Like,
let me.
No, I can't. What was the first Beatles song to feature Ringo as a lead vocalist?
As a lead vocalist.
Yeah.
Honey, don't.
No.
Can I act naturally.
No.
What?
Boys.
No. Oh, fuck. Of course, I knew that. I actually knew that.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
What is the last song the Beatles recorded together?
The last song that they recorded together. Was it The End?
Was The End.
Okay, how fitting.
9 out of 18.
Okay. You don't gotta look at me like that.
I won't ever look at you disgusted. The same again. Like, okay.
This is more pop culture.
It's all Beatles. What are you talking about?
I know the Beatles inside. Do you know what I mean?
Clearly not, my friend. What is the name of Brian Epstein's autobiography?
In My Life.
A Cellar Full of Noise.
I knew that.
I thought you would know that. That's the thing, Andy.
I'm not a Brian Epstein.
Oh, Epstein.
Stan.
Well.
Epstein.
Apparently not. What was the only... No, you probably know this. What was the only UK single not to reach number one since Please Please Me in 1963?
The only UK single not to reach number one.
I think it's like 1963 to 1969 or something like that. Like, it's the time period.
Okay.
You know, when they had that run.
Yeah. So it was between 63 and 69.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Drive My Car?
Nope. That was number one. You got it wrong, but I'll let you keep going if you want.
Yeah. Single. A single that didn't reach number one.
It's a very famous Beatles song. Like,
was Penny Lane?
Huge. Penny Lane is the B-side, right?
Now this is where I come into my own. No, actually, Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, that's the one. So Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields was the one that did not get to number
okay,
one.
Well, I got there.
Unfortunately, you don't get the point. do you want to know what kept it off number one?
67. White Shade of Pale?
No.
What?
Engelbert Humperdinck. I can't remember the name of the song.
Release Me, Let Me.
Yes, Release Me. Yeah, it's like, it's a Fast Show theme song. Like,
what about that question that you couldn't figure out?
That was The End. Yeah, I couldn't read my writing. So you got 8 out of 20.
No, I didn't get it.
You got 8 out of 20. So bad.
Stitch up. Stitch up. Shenanigans.
Mr. Beatles maniac himself. Listen. And look, they're all taken from quizzes.
They're fine. No, the questions are fine. All jokes aside, the questions are fine. I'm just disgusted with my own performance.
You should be, my friend.
And you know, like, I feel like I could, I'm not going to do it now, but I feel like you could just give me, I know it so much, it's just not channeled in the right way. Someone only asked me because I said, the other guy in the office said, he said, what are you going to be talking about today? And I was like, oh, he's quizzing my Beatles knowledge. He's like, oh, I got asked a Beatles question yesterday. He's like, what car did John Lennon drive? I was like, Rolls Royce. He's like, yes. And I was like, you see, I'm going to nail it. And Bupkis.
Clearly.
Well, look, I appreciate the effort of finding the questions and writing them down, mm-hmm. stitching me right up. But
talk about a sore loser.
I am. Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Mark.
You told me that, right?
Yeah. It's Johnson.
What? Who said that?
It's Johnson.
Johnson?
Yeah. From Peep Show.
Oh, is it? Oh,
show,
okay.
show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser, Mark.
Oh, I'm fucking devastated. Well, thank you. Thank you for the question.
You're very welcome.
I would like to quiz you on shit next time.
Movies, all right? Movies. And you've got a broad swath.
I got a book right there.
Oh, that book is insanely hard.
Is it?
It really is.
It should be nothing for a resident movie buff.
Yeah, but it's particularly hard.
Okay. I'm going to come at you. And I'm going to come at you hard. In the next one.
Save that for GTA 6, please.
Dual shock one. No, anyway.
Why don't you get our plugs in?
All right. So, folks, if you want to hear more of our inane ramblings, or see clips even, you can find us online at What's So Great About Pod. On Instagram, you'll find links to everything we do, including some free Patreon episodes, some video podcasts, and the Patreon itself. Oh, and merch as well. And the Patreon itself, where you will find links. I'm so new to this. On the Patreon, you'll find about 300
episodes,
new episodes right there. You'll find access to all our back catalogue, our What's So Great About the MCU, Big Willy's Flops, Ryan Gosling, 90s action, heist movies, the movies of
Tony Scott,
which was a particular highlight, I think.
Ah.
And a bunch of music episodes, a bunch of top five rankings, probably about 30, 40 top five rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And you really get instant access to our hearts, more importantly.
Absolutely.
For a mere €5 a month.
And at the moment, as voted for by our lovely patrons over there, we're covering the movies of 2007. Next week's episode is going to be on the masterpiece that is Zodiac by David Fincher. By gum, I'm excited. let me tell you. But if you can't afford the €5 a month, you can do me one more better again and give me a rating and a review. Now, Andy,
yeah?
Did you know that taking that Beatles quiz, you got 8 questions right? But yeah. I don't want an 8-star review.
Don't you?
I want a 5-star review.
How does he do what he does to me? That's kind of a Beatles thing, right?
Sure, yeah.
They covered it.
Mm-hmm. Right. We were in the car the other day, and if I fell...
Great one.
And then Faye was driving along. She knew all the words. And I was a bit
impressed.
Because she's not really a Beatles. She's not a Beatle maniac like me.
Well, or me, even.
Well, you're clearly not a Beatle maniac because you only got 8 out of 20. But
how many of those did you actually know beforehand? Would you have got a better score?
I don't know. We'll never know.
Fuck's sake, you're nice. Go on then with the bit.
But I was telling her about how when my mum came home from the pub that one time and we and you were really high and she started singing that song and then you joined in. I was like, don't engage. Just let her go to bed. You're like, da, 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 da,
da, da. Yeah. That's great.
Simpler times. Yeah. And on that note.
Folks, thank you so much. And
One more thing.
Yeah.
And one last stop before we go. Big thanks to Neil Murray for our theme song. He's a great man who makes great music. You can follow him over on the socials at Neil Murray Music and his band Double PE. They're gigging around Dublin and Wicklow and all the likes.
And a couple of hot new tracks could be about to drop as well on their behalf. So stay tuned for that. We will post the shit out of it,
of course.
But he's a very kind, generous man.
What's the adjective? Mammal.
Homo sapien.
Yeah.
Who
human.
Really, I mean, just gave us the theme tune for the pod, for the Patreon, then went back and got his mate to lay some sick sax tracks and gave us a bunch of options. He also did the music, all the music for our live show. Just an absolute gent.
Great.
We love him.
Yeah, we do. And if you sign up to Patreon, maybe I'll say that about you too. Okay.
All right.
See you next week, folks.
Goodbye.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,